I'm trying to think of a
Blaine Bleach.
A Blaine Bleach.
I don't like that name. Oh, just kidding. Unless your name is Blaine, you're pretty cool.
Blaine?
Blaine.
That's okay. That's an okay name.
No, it's not. I hate that name.
It's okay.
It's fine.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Hi. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
We're recording this. This should be posted on the first, too. I'll probably post it tonight.
Mm-hmm. Hi. It's editing Katie. I, in fact, did not post it that night, but, you know, still Happy New Year. It still applies. And if you're listening to this when it's not New Year's, happy day, you know? Love you.
We have a special guest today. I'm going to let Elena.
It's my boyfriend, Kyler.
Hi, Kyler.
Hi.
He did it! Yay! We weren't expecting him to talk at all, so...
He's very shy, but he's good man.
Proud of you.
He's the only man.
Apparently not, though, podcast. Because...
Oh, no, apparently not. Apparently a lot of them are men, so...
Yeah, over half.
Over half.
I mean, love you guys.
Which is not a target audience, but we still love you, yeah.
Yeah, I talk a lot of shit.
At least we know that they're good men, then, because they can talk shit about the bad men.
Here's hoping. Yeah. I mean, there's definitely been some guys that, and if you're listening, hey, that I have matched with on dating apps that have stopped talking to me after listening to
my guest. Well, you know what?
I don't remember your name, but hi.
Kyler's our biggest fan.
He's literally wearing our merch right now.
Yeah, he's literally wearing the merch, yeah. So, fuck you guys.
Yeah. on that note.
Anyway.
It's really fucked up today.
Today we got downer. Is there any ups?
No.
No ups.
No.
No ups.
So this case is fucking wild and I have no words to describe it, so.
You got trigger warnings?
I do have trigger warnings. I have four right from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And I will put in more, like, y'all know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Contact information's in the bottom. Whatever.
We're so inconsistent.
You know, we're trying our best
at
here.
At the beginning, at the end, at the bottom.
It's where it is.
You can always find it. On an episode, yeah.
So. Just, and if you didn't find it this one, listen to a different one. Mm-hmm. Not my job. Well, I guess it is my job, actually. Whatever.
Anyway.
So your trigger warnings today. So, just gore. Mm. Nasty. Fucked up. Mm. Yep. Necrophilia. I'm laughing out of discomfort.
That's how we're getting them.
It's just generally disturbing. Mm-hmm. And what's the word I'm looking for? Dismemberment. That's the word I was looking for. Mm-hmm. And like mutilation. It's just messed up. It's just not a great one. So if that's not your thing.
We'll catch up on that.
Yeah. Any questions? This is so exciting. Yeah, I'm just so used to Elena.
Kyler likes gore, so that's why this case.
That's
is
why
here.
I picked this. I picked one, and I have a pretty high tolerance, and this shit made me nauseous. So thank you.
I want to get nauseous.
Oh.
Well,
get nauseous. That's our next.
Get ready.
That's
get
our next merch.
Oh my god, that's so sad.
Get nauseated.
So we're talking today about Taylor Shabusiness. Or Taylor Coronado until 2018. She did get married. Taylor here mm-hmm. is our perpetrator, so we can roast the shit out of her and her stupid fucking last name.
Shabusiness.
Now, she really changed her name to that. So, this I'm a little confused about because she is married, mm-hmm. husband's in prison, mm-hmm. but I saw somewhere that he spelled his name differently, so... I don't know what that's about, but that's Taylor. And she is a mess. She's going through something. In 2022, when this all took place, she was 24, has a one-year-old son, and a husband in prison whilst being on probation. I did see that her son was not with her. Like, she did not have custody of him when this crime takes place, but I'm also not sure. And there's also... Some chatter about who the father is because, you know, Warren is her husband. He was in prison.
Warren?
I believe his name is Warren. Warren's your business!
Oh, no.
You know what? I don't know how I feel about
That's
Warren.
That's an unfortunate name.
Whatever. I don't know. Warren. Okay. But yeah, so I don't know. But it's also, this is not about her son. I'm not even putting his name in here, so.
Yeah.
Taylor, that's her. I'm going to briefly touch on her and her childhood really quick, just because it does kind of matter, but I also don't like her, so. Her mother died when she was young, and her father reportedly violently sexually abused her. This is believed to be a cause of her addictions. She was addicted to a variety of different things, including sex, and possibly explaining Taylor's interest in more violent sex. She was, from a young age, pairing love and sex with violence and abuse. So, that's sad. But here we are.
Sex addiction is such an unfortunate addiction to have. It's so weird.
I don't know what to say to that.
That personally, that's my opinion.
If I don't know what that feels like, don't have it. So
not me.
Not I. Yeah. So we are going to February 23rd, 2022. Taylor was seeing Shad. Now, Shad is our victim here, so I'm not going to say anything, but Shad is his name.
It is spelled with a C or S?
S-H-A-D.
Okay.
Shad. He's pretty cool. He was, from what I gathered, he was a very, very nice guy. He was, I believe he was like 20. He was, I think, a little bit younger than Taylor. But yeah, that's Shad. Shad and Taylor were, I'm not too sure what to call their relationship. I say they're kind of in a situationship, if you will. Shad and Taylor have been, like, sleeping together and taking drugs together and all that fun stuff for years, like, on and off. So I think Warren, the husband in prison, like, knew about it, too. At least, I don't think he's the only one.
I forgot she was married.
Mm-hmm. She's married. But I think that, I mean, she's a sex addict and her husband's in prison, so I feel like he's probably, like, maybe I'll let this happen for you.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know. Not my place. Whatever. But yeah, I also do want to put this in. There's absolutely no disrespect to people suffering from addiction. This is just a part of the case. Oh, so yeah. I'm not really making any jokes about it. I just kind of want to put that out there because there will be a lot of talk of a lot of like drug abuse. Mm-hmm. So trigger warning.
Another one.
On February 21st, 2022, Taylor came and picked up Shad from his house around 9:30 p.m. This is a Monday. For some reason, this timeline cannot make sense of it in my head. I don't know why. All right,
so,
but
so Monday, 9:30.
We're on Monday, 9:30 p.m.
Okay.
So she picked him up, went back to her house or apartment. They were doing their thing for a little bit. At Taylor's, and then they decided to go back to Shad's house. Shad's mom, who he may or may not live with, not too positive. I did hear that Taylor had a roommate with his initials. Could be someone else. I don't fucking know. But, yeah. They went to Shad's mom's house. Her name is Tara. And she said that she remembers them coming home late Monday night, early Tuesday.
The Tuesday. Yep. Tuesday.
And what am I going to say?
Of course it's on a Tuesday. That's crazy, though. Anyway, okay.
What have I been saying? So we're on Tuesday. We're on Tuesday now.
Yeah, yeah.
Tuesday, early morning Tuesday, they went into the basement of Shad's mom's house. Now, Taylor and Shad were high on many different drugs. Weed, trazodone, and meth.
Trazodone? That's what I used to take for sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. Quite the cocktail.
Yeah.
You've got weed, trazodone, and meth.
Fuck.
Yeah. So, I don't know what inspired them to take that combination.
That's a very interesting combo.
But they took it, alas. So now, we are on February 23rd. A full 24 hours later.
Okay.
No.
Wednesday?
Yeah. Right. I would think so. See, yeah, I'm really struggling with this fucking timeline, and I don't know why. Around 2:33 in the morning, Shad's mom, Tara, hears the door, like, their like, wind door, you know, the wind doors, like, your front door, the glass?
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. that wind, like, mm-hmm. the, I think that's what it's called. It slams shut, so she hears it. And she is like, oh, I guess Taylor's going home. And she hears a car drive off. So then she goes downstairs, notices the lights on. So she's like, what the fuck? And she's like, Shad, what's up? And she goes downstairs to check on her son and to turn off the lights, but she can't find him. So on her way back up, she notices a bucket with a blanket over it. And she walks over and pulls the blanket off. And she sees her son's head in the bucket.
Oh, no!
Yeah, I have no fucking words for this.
No.
Yeah. Not great. Really, not great. Not great. Quite bad, ooh, I'd say. So she calls 911 after seeing the most traumatizing thing I could ever fucking think of.
Oh, yeah.
And they pull up and they start getting all the details around 3:30 in the morning on the 23rd. So they come in and they see this basement is incredibly bloody and of just a very clear crime scene. They luckily have a lead right away, though. Taylor was the last one to see him. So Tara says to the police, the last time she saw Shad alive was on February 21st around 9:30 p.m. when Taylor picked him up in her van.
On Monday?
Yes.
Okay.
With this information, they head to Taylor's apartment and they go and talk to her. And she answers the door covered in blood.
What's up?
She's fucking psychotic. Oh. She's crazy.
Oh.
Yeah. So she's covered in blood, dried blood, like, all over her nails, all over her hands, her fucking sweatshirt, front and back,
ooh,
just covered. And then when they ask her, like, hey, like, do you know why we're here? She goes, and I quote, because of my warrant for my arrest? Girl, what? What the fuck? Anyway.
They're like, so, no, the head.
Oh. Ooh. So she's immediately taken into the police station, and they tell her about Shad, you know, and his unfortunate discovery, I guess.
Ooh.
And she replies, quote, that is pretty fucked up. Taylor.
Oh, Taylor.
Taylor. Do you hear yourself?
That's not the type of thing where you're like, ooh, that sucks. No. This is, oh, no.
Covered. Oh, I can't stand her.
It's like if someone loses their job.
No. That's pretty fucked up. Nah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's
what
fucked.
The fuck?
No.
So, yeah, she doesn't really deny what happens or what happened. The officers ask her, you know, like, what's going on? And she goes, that is a very good question. And then she's like, I blacked out. That's a lie. She did not black out. Eventually... She's like keeping up this lie. Oh yeah, I blacked out. But then she's like, but here's what happened. What the fuck?
Do you know what blackout means?
But clearly not, because stupid girl. But yeah, so she starts telling them what happened pretty much. She says that night started with them getting drugs from a friend and, you know, doing all that, smoking whatever the fuck they were smoking.
Everything.
And then when they go back to Tara's house, yeah, Shad's mom, Tara. The T and the T's throw me off. I'm just going to, I don't know. So when they go back to Tara's house, they start having some sexy time and we're getting down, you know? Now, I'm not here to kink shame, but he was allegedly wearing a dog chain around his neck. Again, I say, as long as we're all consenting adults, it's fine. And I, from what we know, this seems like something that they've done before. So I'm like, whatever.
They're comfortable.
Yeah.
As long as I like it.
Yeah, yeah. Taylor was like, oh yeah, strangulation is a normal part of our sex life. And again, I don't care.
One thing to choke someone, but strangulation? That's
a word that she chose. That's intense. But yeah, so according to Taylor, he was lying face down with the dog collar on, and she got on top of him and started pulling the chain until he was coughing up blood. Eventually, I just want to re-put in this. Elena has laughed a lot this episode.
Yeah.
She's very uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
I just want that known. I just keep hearing the little chuckle, and I'm like, ooh.
Like we always say this, it's not, I'm not making fun of him.
No,
I'm not making fun of what happened. I am purely just processing.
And it's a lot to process, and here we go. So yeah, so she is like, oh, I kind of like that. And then what she means by that is taking his fucking life.
Yeah. Because
he's coughing up blood. And she's like, oh, and starts pulling the chain harder. And then this time it goes way too far. And then she's like, oh, yeah, that's when I blacked out. Mm. And doesn't remember what happened. Mm. His body later did show signs of strangulation, like bruising around his neck. This is the big trigger warning. It's bad.
Oh.
So buckle.
You set up.
Buckle in.
Buckle up.
Okay. So after Shad died, she spent hours, quote, playing with his body. She performed sex acts on him, including using a toy on him, and then dismembered him using a bread knife.
Hold on.
She said that she tried other knives, but the bread knife worked the best because it was serrated.
Oh, no.
So I'll like, we can sit for a second.
Oh,
with that.
A bread knife?
A bread knife.
Ooh.
Do you want a brain bleach? I have a story about my niece I could tell.
Yeah, yeah.
So my brother-in-law texted me yesterday. He goes, have you been to a farm recently? I told you this already. Have you been to a farm recently? I'm like, no. He goes, this is not a setup for a joke. And I'm like, no, question mark. He says, okay, my niece was telling him, yeah, I went to a farm with Auntie Kate and I want to go pet the pigs. I want to go back to the farm with Auntie Kate. I live in a city. I don't live damn near a farm. She is making shit up. A three-year-old is making shit up.
Hey, she's just trying to get to a farm. And she used you. You know
back.
What?
Hey, that I'll take her. Back. I'll take her to a farm. That's fine. But I just got to know where this story's coming from. Yeah. You know? What the fuck? But yeah, so there's your little brain bleach. I don't have any jokes off the top of my head, so I'm sorry. Oh. And if I did, they'd probably not be good.
Mm-hmm.
Probably offensive. Oh. Not about this. I was saying, I like Helen Keller jokes, and not everyone likes Helen Keller jokes. So those are always my go-to. Anyway, before I keep talking and make everything worse, do you have anything to add?
I'll think of one, because I'm sure that we're going to do another one. So.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, so.
So, we're getting worse still. Mm-hmm. She puts his head in the bucket, his leg and foot in a crock pot in her car. His genitalia was in the same bucket as his head. I'm nauseous.
Oh.
And most other body parts were found in bags throughout the basement. After she was arrested, and told them what happened, she then laughs and says, quote, you're gonna have fun finding all those body parts. Taylor! What the fuck?
Oh, no. Oh.
Mm.
Nature versus nurture. This isn't her nature, dude.
She. I'm gonna show y'all a picture before the discussion.
This
She's
is one
scary.
Of those cases where it's like, no. This
Unless
is not.
And Taylor,
great.
If you ever hear this, girl, I'm just kidding. You are beautiful. Love to see it.
No, Taylor. Full send. Just.
I think
don't.
You're scary.
Just don't.
Anyway. Oh. She said that she wanted to take all of his body parts with her. But then
Where?
Got lazy
oh.
and forgot the head and was like, oh, shit, I forgot the head. She's like, I can't believe I forgot the head. What the fuck?
Oh, my God. Just so far removed.
She is so, like, nonchalant about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just.
She's laughing.
I forgot it. Like, I forgot my keys.
She's like,
forgot his head. Shut the good. Fuck up.
Get out of here. I don't know. So she did attempt to, like, clean up the scene, I guess. There was blood everywhere, and I'm sorry, but there were guts kind of everywhere, too.
Mm-hmm. So she killed him at the mom's house.
She killed him at the mom's house. We will get into this in the discussion, I'm sure.
Okay.
Whether it was intentional or if it just kind of happened, I don't really know. But she then dismembered him mm-hmm. and, like, let his... I'm so sorry for how crude this is, but yeah. she let his, like, body, like, drain in, like, a bin.
Oh!
You asked!
That one
and
got
then,
me.
And then she oh. would... There was, like, an unfinished shower, and she, like, would put everything
no,
down
I think
the
you,
drain.
I don't think you guys understand. The human body holds so
a
much
A lot.
Blood.
Yeah, I cannot imagine how bloody
so
this scene
much.
Was.
Oh, ooh.
I'm gonna throw up.
Ooh.
I hate everything. Yeah, I apologize. I apologize for that one. If you skipped forward, you're good now. She was charged with first-degree murder, intentional homicide, mutilating a corpse, and third-degree sexual assault. If she is convicted, she is in prison for life. Oh, did I say we're in Wisconsin?
No.
We're in Wisconsin, and I don't think they have the death penalty.
In Wisconsin?
Wisconsin?
In Wisconsin?
You know who else is in Wisconsin?
Oh.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Ah, Jeff.
Who may or may not be someone she's obsessed with. This is kind of where, like, the crime ends. These are just a couple little things that I think are interesting. And, like, interesting enough to talk about. So there was some social media aspects of this crime. So she and her husband, the one in prison, don't know how this happens. They're on Facebook, whatever. And they're, like, posting a bunch, and he's like, I'm standing by my wife. Excuse me. That's a problem. But whatever. That's weird to me, but that's okay. And then Shad posted a couple days before everything happened, before she murdered him. And he posted, quote, how could this happen to someone? How could you do it to someone? Goodbye. I don't like where this went. Kind of weird, kind of cryptic. Don't really know what the fuck that means. Some people think he's, like, saying this about, like, Taylor after having, like, a falling out or a fight. And others, Annie Elise, I watched your video on YouTube. You were pretty great. I love Annie Elise. She's great. Mm-hmm. And she is like, that makes me think Taylor has done this before. And he witnessed something, maybe something going too far. Like she said that it went too far with Shad. Mm-hmm. And then, whatever. So that's something. And then I mentioned it earlier. She had an infatuation, maybe obsession, with Jeffrey Dahmer. And she did kill Shad in a pretty similar way to the way Jeffrey Dahmer did. And same with, like, the dismembering and everything. That was something he did. And she, I said it, she's in Wisconsin. It's an interesting coincidence, I'll say. So as of March 22nd, 2022, Taylor will be going to trial on March 6th, 2023. That's 3 months from now. I will be posting updates.
We got to. I got to know that she gets
Do we
put
have
in
any guesses
forever.
Of what she's pleading?
Insanity.
Not guilty by reason of insanity.
Of course. Always.
Fuck!
Fuck you.
Her lawyers are saying that she has gotten worse. Like, while in jail, like, her mental state, and she's, like, down bad since her brother died this past July. And to that I say, fuck you, Taylor. I hope you rot in prison. That's it. That's all I have.
It always fucks with me, because if you do something like this, you know what, we'll save it for discussion. We'll save it
okay.
for discussion. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you're under 21.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, we gonna be smoking weed, so. Legally! Legally.
Woken Smead, you know, so.
I don't know what to say to that.
Smoke?
Smoke?
That's what me and Katie say to each other. We're like, smoke? You want smoke?
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 Yeah. Smoke.
Smoke. This is not making fun of someone with a lisp.
Oh my god!
This
no!
is just how we communicate.
T-H-M-O-K-E.
Smoke?
Oh god, I'm sorry.
See ya
there.
I'm physically nauseous, I have to smoke.
Okay, so we're recording our discussion now. Kyler has to say something.
He has to give at least 2 full sentences by the end of the discussion.
Two
full sentences.
Okay, 2 full sentences.
That doesn't count as one.
That,
no.
He made so many jokes in our intermission.
Yeah.
And I'm not hearing a single one of them.
I call it public, Kyler. Like, as soon as we go into a room with other people, he switches.
Silence.
That's public.
So the debrief is the best part.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
which y'all don't get to hear,
debrief.
So fuck y'all. So.
Yeah, I don't get to hear it either, guys. Mm-hmm. It's okay. they debrief when they leave my house, and they just talk about Malcolm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kyler asks for pictures of Malcolm.
Yeah.
Whenever I come here, he's like, I better see Malcolm. Yes.
Tell Katie hi and give Malcolm a kiss for me. Yeah. You said that to her once.
Yeah.
I'm glad I was first, though. Well, I might not have been. You might have just lied.
No.
Either way.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay.
Whoever.
You send her a lot of screenshots and stuff.
I right? do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kyler, I know a lot about you. It's okay. Y'all are gonna know a lot about whoever I end up with too.
What's my favorite color?
Blue. Green?
No, you got it.
Blue. Yeah. That was a wild guess. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
Time to bring it back down.
Which god damn it, we're bringing it down.
I do have a couple, like, oh, we're also recording with the window open because smoking. So, yeah. If you hear noises, and they're not loud enough for me to cut out, that's what they are.
Yeah, we don't want to hotbox Katie's apartment building, so.
Yeah, I really don't want to do that.
Even though when we came in, it kind of smelled like weed,
It always smells like weed.
Yeah.
Somebody's smoking all the time. I'm telling you, somebody's a wake and baker.
Mm-hmm.
Every single morning, 7 a.m., when I'm leaving for work, I'm like, who is doing that? The other day, I smelled cigarettes. Please don't smoke cigarettes. If you are listening in my apartment building, please don't smoke cigarettes in the apartment building. That's nasty.
As we smoke weed.
I don't care. Weed's fine. Cigarettes?
Well,
cigarettes are gross.
Cigarettes smoke
and they,
also
it lingers.
Stains. Yeah.
It stains. That shit, my grandpa.
It stains your walls. Dude.
He smoked inside of his apartment for like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Don't smoke, everybody.
Yeah, don't. No.
Cheers. God damn it.
Not even Mr. Harlow.
I have two I have two like little subcategories. I have a why and a discussion.
Because
there's a couple things that I'm like, I wonder why this happened. And because I'm myself, you know?
Yeah.
So I have a couple points that I have under the why. Mixing all of those substances is very dangerous.
Oh, that was my first thought.
Meth and trazodone alone. What the fuck?
I've always thought that it's so weird when people mix types of drugs. Like when
why
you
the
mix...
fuck are you taking an antidepressant recreationally? Trazodone. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, Xanax, I get it, I guess. But like, what is that? That's an anti-anxiety, right?
Yeah.
But like, trazodone.
Ooh.
What are you gonna
that's
do for fun after that?
Yeah, I used to take it for sleep.
Right, that's what it's primarily used for, I'm pretty sure.
And that shit knocks you out. Like,
yeah.
That shit puts you to sleep. That was one of the old... When I was trying to level out my sleeping schedule, they put me on a couple different sleeping pills. And that was one of the ones that knocked me out. Like, I wasn't sleeping for you know, days at a time. Knocked out. You mix it with meth.
Meth?
People take meth when they're staying awake for like hours. Like people who
take meth. And then you throw in some weed?
That's what I'm saying. It boggles my mind when people mix.
Like stimulants and depressants?
Yes, dude.
That's crazy.
If you're gonna mix drugs, at least let them all be in the same class.
Yeah.
Like,
that's responsible drug using.
If you're gonna do drugs. I saw this thing on TikTok where it's like.
There's a fire truck or something somewhere. Wee, 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 wee. It's fine. Whatever.
Yeah. I saw this thing on TikTok where there's these places that are called harm reduction centers. So, like, they know that people will still use drugs. They know telling kids don't use drugs doesn't always work.
They, like, give, like, clean needles and stuff.
They do that. They give test kits so you can test if your substance...
It's getting louder. Especially with fentanyl. Oh, hold on.
Oh, my God.
It's an ambulance.
It's an ambulance.
Ambulance.
Ambulance. Oh.
Ambling.
But yeah, with like fentanyl becoming
more
popular.
So they're trying to make the drug use that's happening safer, which I appreciate, but it's like, what?
I think that's necessary.
Oh, 100%. But I don't know. It boggles my mind. Me and Katie are only weed smokers, not even primarily.
Yeah.
Like.
That's true. It was New Year's Eve last night. Both of us were drinking. I felt weird. I'll tell you that.
I woke up this morning. I was like, my head hurt, dude. And I want water. I've never smoked. As high as I've ever gotten, I've never smoked. And woke up the next day and you're like, I shouldn't have done that. Like.
No, but I will tell you, I mean, every single morning.
I should have done that work, but not smoking.
I know. I know that one. But I mean, I'm always, the first thing I want when I wake up is water. Whether I'm drinking, smoking, mm-hmm. nothing.
Mm-hmm. There's just like a, when you're hungover, that's a different thirst.
Oh, man, I hate being, I don't like drinking.
Ooh.
The entire time I was out yesterday, I was like, I wish I smoked. But yeah. Then I wouldn't want to be around people, so. Then here we are. Mm-hmm. Okay, next point. I have trauma, impulse control, Because
what?
Because I'm thinking of why she committed this crime. I'm like, was it an impulse thing? Because she's like, I can't, like, stop because she liked it. But I'm like, what the fuck? And, like, the trauma.
What did you say?
That's not true. I heard you say something.
Yeah.
She got that far, so she was like, I'm going to finish it.
Ooh.
If you didn't hear that.
Yeah.
She got that far, might as well finish it.
Well,
ooh, maybe not might as well.
Well, the thing with addiction is that when a lot of people, like, go too far in those things, it's because, like, addiction is a disease,
yeah.
obviously. So, most of the time, like, it takes a lot more to get to that point. So, when they reach a point where they're experiencing a new
high
level, they're like, I gotta keep this going. And that's why, unfortunately, people that have that with drugs, they overdose.
Yeah.
But this just happens.
She just happened to have a sex addiction that also correlated with violence. So that's unfortunate. Yeah. But that, I mean, also kind of goes into the trauma thing, because, like, that's what she was taught. If what her father did was true, I only saw it in one source, so I'm not positive, but... Mm-hmm. If she experienced that violent sexual abuse, like...
Oh, yeah. Especially at a younger age.
Yeah. After the death of your mother? Oh, my God.
Ooh.
Yikes. We can feel bad for the child.
Oh, of course. Yeah. No child deserves to get... No one deserves to go through that, especially not children.
No. I did also see in a couple sources that she was diagnosed with bipolar disorder and psychotic. That's what I saw from the report. Diagnosed with bipolar and psychotic. So I'm like, I don't know if that's right.
They said, listen.
But listen. Girl, sit down.
They come in, they're like, so what should we name this disorder?
It's like this.
Should we name it after you?
Ooh. Shabusiness?
Ooh, I hope that stays in. I'm like, cut.
We'll see. We'll see how I'm feeling when I'm editing. Yeah, I don't fucking know. My only question, my discussion question, mm-hmm. is do you think that she will get off on insanity?
Mm-hmm.
I could see it. Yeah. I don't want her to, but I can see a good lawyer doing a good job.
I
don't know. Why the fuck are so many people driving on my goddamn street today?
I don't know. I don't know both, but... See, insanity cases are always a little funny because it's like, how do you really prove that, you know? But I feel like there are some cases where you're like, no, that... What's that one case about the guy who, the college kid, the frat
Austin
guy?
Austin Harris?
Yes. That is a case where you could convince me of insanity.
Yeah,
this
like momentary.
If there's any indication where they realize what they're doing is wrong within their actions, like obviously she tried to cover it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, at least partially.
In some degree. Otherwise, she would have just left him there.
But I think it's
and
also
been like,
oh,
I don't know, I'm insane. You know, like.
I think the thing that I'm like, I could see a jury believing that is her being just covered in blood for hours and hours after. And. I feel like there's gotta be, and I don't know, there might be, I'm not a lawyer person, I don't fucking know, but I feel like there's gotta be a difference between insanity and, like, drug-induced insanity, because she was fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be more likely to believe that if if she didn't, like, outright plan this and do it, I'd be more likely to believe her doing that because she got to a certain level mm-hmm. of, like, gone
yeah,
from the drugs sense. Instead of, like, her psychosis. Like, what the hell? Mm-hmm.
I feel like they... I'm not sure if this is actually a definition or anything of insanity, but I feel like it also falls into they wouldn't have done it if they were not in that period of insanity. And I think since she has a prior sexual violence type history, that it might you have to prove something beyond a reasonable doubt, and that makes me doubt it, you know? So
I don't fucking know. I hope she doesn't fucking get off.
No. I hope she stays in prison forever.
Yep.
This is, you know, I am for the death penalty, but I don't think she deserves a death penalty. I think she should rot. I think she should just stay in jail.
I don't have an opinion either way. You could tell me that she was going to get, like, what do they do now? Injected. Lethal injection. And I'd be like, okay. You could tell me that she's going to be in prison for the rest of her life. I'd say, like, good. So maybe, yeah. Good. Any thoughts?
Why you?
You said one sentence.
I've said multiple.
No, I guess that was another one, so.
Well.
No, I don't have an opinion.
You don't have any opinions about anything?
I agree that she should just rot.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. See, we always struggle with the discussion with the cut and dry cases because it's like, there's mm-hmm. She did it. And she's not even denying it. Which I'm also, she's a special kind of fucked up. Yeah. Like, what? She's taunting them.
Have
fun finding the body parts. Get out of here.
What I said earlier, nature versus nurture, that's nature. That you cannot nurture someone that way. You know, to be like that far removed, that's just you as a person. Like, that's... And there are some people... Oh.
Jesus fucking Christ. Anyway.
And there are some people who are just born like that. Like the reason why she likes Dahmer is because I think Dahmer was another one of those types of people.
She connected with
him. He was not made to be a serial killer. He was born, you know? Mm. I will make that argument. I know that that's a big argument in the psychological community. But I think some people are born like that.
Yeah.
Because there are some people who are born so far away from that, that do such great things, that I'm like, there are people born to do things. Like,
if you're making that argument with the nature-nurture, and you're saying, because, like, if one's true, the other has to be true, too.
Right.
Like, if people can beat all odds, then people can beat all odds in the opposite direction.
Exactly.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
The best people, there's a balance.
Yeah.
Know? So
there's bad people, there's good people, mm-hmm. and there's evil people. And there are people that come out of evil situations, I guess. Period. Thank you.
All around.
I'm on my poet
shit. I'm in my poet era.
I'm in a new era.
I'm in an era.
I'm in,
this is a
I don't
new
know
season.
Yet.
It's
a new,
this is a
new season.
Mm-hmm.
New year, new me.
what a New Year's Day.
Oh my gosh. I just think it shows so much of who she is and just how, kind of like what you're saying, how just natural it is for her with how many, like, little things she said. It's the little things that she said that really make me nauseous in this case. Like, the have fun finding the body parts. Oh, I forgot the head. What the fuck?
No.
that's
why I'm
crazy.
Saying, like, someone who is, like, I don't know. I feel like there are other types of killers who are a little bit, every killer is different, but it's like, I don't know, just the way that she said those things was just a little
messed
too much.
Up. Yeah. And I mean, like, it's all messed up, but you can't fucking deny that there's some that are more messed up than others.
His mom.
The fact that his mom found him, that...
No. His mom found his head. Oh!
And penis.
Oh.
They were together. Why did she do that? That was a choice she made, for sure.
Oh, that was... It's all in their actions. How many decisions led you to this point? That was a deliberate choice. She's not strewing them around everywhere. Like, she had places where she put...
She did not mean to forget the head.
Oh.
She's fucked up.
The fact that she had so much going on that she's like, oh yeah, I forgot his head, is just so, oh.
Don't go out on a Tuesday.
And it's also like she knew this person.
Yeah.
This was not, I think this was a crime of opportunity in the situation they were in. But like, some part about you knowing someone for so long and then killing them afterwards.
Yeah.
To me is like, there's a little, you've thought about it before.
Probably.
This is not a new.
No, she probably fantasized about doing that type of shit to somebody.
Right. This was a, if it went too far, that means there was previous encounters. Like,
ooh.
If it went too far this time.
Yeah, and like, when did it go too far?
Yeah, exactly.
Was it the blood? Like, the coughing of the blood?
Because she said strangulation,
and it
not
took,
choking.
It took,
was a part of the
explain. It takes minutes to kill somebody
it
from strangulation.
It takes a long
time. And she did that. She.
How long? I think it takes like 5 or 6
minutes. It was 5 minutes. It was 5 minutes that she sat there.
That doesn't sound like a long time.
That's a long time.
Do the same thing for 5 minutes. Like, do a stationary activity for 5 minutes. It feels like a long time.
Do CPR for 5 minutes and tell
me
it's not a long time.
Like,
that's fucking crazy. That's wild. yeah.
That's my reaction.
Oh, there are lots of reactions that were had today. Lots of, I mean, I told you.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking told you.
Mm-hmm.
I warned y'all.
See, there's not quite often where I come across a case that makes me nauseous, but when Katie told me she got nauseous,
yeah,
I was like,
it's true.
Oh yeah.
You said I always need minutes.
Kyler's like, chilling. It was okay. It was not bad.
I mean,
Kyler's like, I was expecting guts.
Worse?
Yeah.
I can't go into much more detail.
Oh,
because
no.
You look up the case, then.
You know what got me. The first thing that got me was the head, but I think that was more shock value.
Yeah.
The thing you said that got me was the draining.
Ooh, yeah.
I didn't
want to say that, but
I can't conceptualize how much blood is in my body right now.
There's
that
a lot.
That is so fucked.
I think it's amazing.
Ooh.
Like, it's so beautiful. There's so much, like, it's just moving throughout your body. It's amazing.
And you know what? Whenever I hear a case of dismemberment, that is always where my mind goes, because I'm like, how? Because that person, whoever dismembered them, knows exactly how much blood.
Y'all ever got a nosebleed?
And it's so.
Them bitches bleed.
Mm-hmm.
Forever. There's.
Nose. I had one nosebleed. It was for like 10 minutes. I filled up a bowl. It was bad.
There's so much blood.
Tell them how you plan to cauterize your own wound next time.
Take a match, let it blow it out.
I don't think that's going to work the way you want it to.
I'm just going to burn the spot.
With a dead match?
Yup.
Yeah, because
it's still
hot.
Hot
enough. That's how I got it done last time.
Don't do that.
I've tried to tell him.
Do that with a doctor. Fun fact, I've had my nose cauterized. Because I used to get nosebleeds really bad as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that by yourself.
I've never had a nosebleed, and I'm so scared that one day
really?
I will. Yeah.
How the fuck have you never had a nosebleed?
It's one of my hidden anxieties. Like,
really?
I've never experienced. My younger sister gets them all the time. Like, she used to get them more often, but now she doesn't. But my middle sister never got them either, and I've never got them.
Really?
My dad said that he used to get them, but my mom doesn't either.
That's
it's
so
definitely
weird.
A genetic thing.
I didn't know.
But
I thought people just experience nosebleeds.
Oh, it's normal. Everyone is going to do it at least once in their life, and I'm scared for when my time comes.
Oh.
Like,
wait, are you weird about all blood?
No.
Okay.
For me, it's very situational.
I was like, how did I not know this about you?
No. Like obviously, in a medical sense, I don't mind it that much. I want to be a doctor.
You know what? That's right. That's right.
So.
Oh, do you want to know one of my hidden anxieties?
What?
Having to give you your EpiPen one day.
Ooh.
I am so fucking stressed out.
That's too real.
I am so aware. Kyler, I'm sure, is too. We are both so fucking aware of her peanut allergy.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this on the pod before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm the weakest link of humanity.
I have one more thing that I thought of that I was like, oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, so I mentioned she was like into Jeffrey Dahmer. Do you think that, like, the accessibility to this knowledge about serial killers and their methods, basically what we're fucking doing right now, talking about them.
Do you think we should do this?
Yeah, do you think this is a good or bad thing? Kind of. Like, do you think that, like, if we didn't know so much about Dahmer, do you think she would have done this?
Yeah. You think she still would have done it?
I think so, too. Probably. Or at least something like it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's also, sometimes, maybe this is just because this, I love knowledge about serial killers. I have a book right over there that's, like, serial killer last words or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But it's like, we still have the ability to make choices. I've never killed anybody.
Yeah.
I'm never going to. Mm-hmm. But I have all this knowledge. Elena, Kyler, I just told you guys the most fucked up thing. Are you going to go repeat it? No. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Interesting. I just made my own point.
I would actually argue that it's better for us to have all the knowledge. I think there are also people out there who have these thoughts, but don't want to act on them.
Mm-hmm.
So as fucked up as it is, they can kind of read about these things and experience these things in a safer way and still...
Elena.
You know? Do you get what I'm trying to say?
I know exactly what you're trying to say. And I'm going to say, this is why you're my best friend. Because yesterday I was having this exact conversation. I may or may not have been talking about my own podcast. Mm. The Necrophilia episode. Anatoly Moskvin. Go listen. but I was explaining about how I was like, no, there has to be people out there that experience these things. And like there's got to be people that are like into that just found out that they're like, oh, that's what gets me going. But they don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there has to be. You can't fucking tell me there's not people that feel remorse for the bad things that they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So I'm like, I guess I get that. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Like having them kind of like exposure therapy.
Yeah.
But to keep them from doing bad things to other people.
Mm-hmm. That's also my
argument. I feel like that's a hot take.
Oh, yeah. That's my argument for video games too. Violent video games. Because everyone like says like, you know, video games are making kids more violent and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, for some people, it's a release of that aggression.
Yeah.
It's, I'm killing this person. I'm not actually killing them, but for the purpose of this game, whatever it is.
Death to all.
Yes, I'm killing this person. On fucking Call of Duty, it's called Team Deathmatch. That's fucked up, but that's the whole, it's a release of that aggression.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it, as fucked up as it is, some people need it, and we only hear about the ones that act on it. But there are a lot of people who are probably struggling that don't talk about it because you're right, they feel remorse. They don't want to.
And it's also, how do you bring that up?
Exactly.
I think I mentioned it in the necrophilia episode. We don't know the number because who the fuck is going to admit that?
Exactly. Everyone knows I hate kid cases. So one of my favorite things to watch is when organizations will bust pedophiles.
Yeah.
Like, I love people who are doing those types of things. And there was one episode that I watched. This was the first time I had ever felt bad for someone who was on a show like that.
They were busting?
Yes. Okay. And it was because he didn't actually do any acts, but they were talking about how he came to a therapist and he admitted to it. And he was like, I feel horrible about it. Like, I don't want this, but these are feelings that I have. And I was like, huh. Like, okay. So that was the first time I was introduced to the group of people who had these feelings, but didn't want them.
Yeah.
I always was like, if you have them, you want them. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. There's an unfortunate group of people.
That's a slippery slope. People hate talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
People hate talking about that. And I think from my perspective, like, I want to go into the field of forensic psychology. The amount of people that I will be treating I will be helping them to the best of my ability. But it's also like, I'm actually reading a book right now. I don't remember the name of it. She's a forensic psychologist, or I believe psychiatrist. And she is like, this job, amongst everything else, taught me like the limits of humanity and what it feels like to feel bad for the worst people on earth. Like, it takes a certain type of person. And you know what? We need to stop with this empath bullshit, because people that have so much empathy, like myself, like Elena, I don't know about you, Kat.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh,
Kat,
yes.
I this is the second time I've met him. You know, like, I don't know. Yes. But the three people in this living room right now, it can be fucking debilitating. So stop with this empath bullshit. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, it's one thing to recognize your emotions and to recognize others' emotions. Mm-hmm. But it's another thing to absorb them.
Yeah.
And then you end up crying on a podcast in front of the fucking world.
Uh-huh. No. It's... Well, we were talking about the balance. We have to have people who are so empathetic because there's so many people who don't give a fuck. There's so many people who don't give any much of a fuck.
And hopefully those people with empathy can teach people without empathy.
Yeah.
And we can all coexist.
Everyone needs world to be at a happy peace medium.
This case has been,
a ride.
I was gonna say a mind fuck.
a roller coaster ride.
I'll tell you what, I'm not researching anything this gory for a long time. Sorry, Kyler.
The case that I'm gonna cover next week is pretty fucked up, so.
Good.
I don't wanna compare them, but in terms of gore level, maybe slightly less.
See, I'm good with when I'm researching, I can take as many breaks as I want. Mm-hmm. And I do. When listening to Elena telling me a case, and I'm sure you feel the same way, mm-hmm, it's just one right after the fucking next.
You just keep hitting me with shit.
It's fucking whiplash. Mm-hmm. So yeah, tune in next week, I guess.
We'll see y'all later.
Yeah, let us know what you guys want to hear. That's it. That's all you get.
Love you.
Love you. Say it back.
Say it back. Kyler.
Love you.
Wow, right. I thought he was going to say it back.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Stay safe, drink your water, and don't be an asshole.
And don't kill anybody.
Fucking Jesus Christ. Let's bring that murder rate down this year, guys. Please. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.